Hello and welcome to the Beaver Dam Podcast. I'm Reed Mouse, joined along with my co-host Tyler Vila. Tyler, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Ready to get this thing rolling.
Yeah, we're in our last week of school. We're really down to the finite sports at Bluffton here. We've got indoor track, and then we've got women's and men's basketball this week. Actually, the women were not able to compete against Transylvania this past week, and actually Transylvania had something you never wish upon an opposing team. They had an accident coming up here to Bluffton. It was a horrible circumstances. I believe everyone's okay.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a few minor injuries from that accident, but I think right now everyone is okay, so we wish the best to Transylvania. But the men were actually able to come up here. They played on normal time. The men beat our Bluffton Beavers by 15 points. Actually, they were really just being there at the game. They were outsizing Bluffton. Yep. They're more talented than Bluffton. They really dominated all assets of the game, even with a fantastic game from Kevin Christie. Was not able to keep him close in this basketball game.
No, Kevin Christie, he put the team on his back, really locked in and was loaded, but it wasn't enough to bring the boys back.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Transylvania play a very upbeat, up-pace game, and that really doesn't play into the sort of game that this Bluffton team is used to. Normally, this Bluffton team is slow, methodical. They like playing really tough defense. They like taking their time on offense, getting open shots, getting it down to Jared or Aaron Rich, and then taking the three. They really weren't able to do that. Transylvania put a press on them really from the very beginning, and it really kind of sped up the tempo of this Bluffton team, and when they had an upbeat tempo, they just could not play to Transylvania standards.
No, with that tempo, like you said, it really threw Bluffton off the train tracks. Applying that press like they did early on and just kept rolling with it until they had that big lead in the second half, it threw Bluffton for a loop. I mean, we've seen it last year, though, when they played Transy at home and brought them in a loop as well, but they were able to come back and beat them. But with missing pieces and being undersized and just overmatched, it was just a tough one for the Beavers to try to overcome.
Yeah, you could noticeably tell that a few players were noticeably frustrated during the game. Jared Wintling, Kevin Christie, those two guys, you could definitely tell that they were frustrated through the game. Jared Wintling didn't have the best game defensively down on the post. As we mentioned, he is undersized. He's 6'3". This team had no post players under 6'5". So anytime that Jared was down low on the post, they really went against Jared, and really Jared just struggled against being outsized. And then Kevin Christie, really from the beginning of the game, their game plan was to keep it out of Kevin Christie's hands, as he is the most talented threat offensively for this Bluffton team. Every single time that he got the ball, they double teamed him and did it very well in the first half. Kevin actually started to figure things out in the second half and create some offense. But in the first half, you could notice that he was still very frustrated.
Yeah, well, head coach Brian Lane of Transylvania really had a smart game plan, knowing that Kevin Christie, the last two games, had averaged about 25 points. And then knowing that his team is a lot bigger, physical, and faster than Bluffton, they utilized that. Like you said with Jared, he was very frustrated, and he couldn't get anything going defensively. They really utilized scoring on the inside and just overmatching and overpowering Jared and Aaron Rich down in the post.
So some takeaways from this game. This Transylvania team was averaging over 100 points per game. And we mentioned how Bluffton plays a strong defense. Well, they kept them to 74 points, which kept them 30 below their average mark so far into this season. This Bluffton team, we mentioned early in the game that they were pressed. Well, this Transylvania team jumped out to a humongous lead. It was like 16-2, 16-3. And Bluffton actually went on like a 10-0 run to bring it within 3 points. Well, then Transylvania called a timeout and never looked back. I mean, it went on a 22-4 scoring run to where it brought the score up to 36-17. And really from there, it never really got closer. To the end of the game, Bluffton really kind of competed back to bring it within single digits or like 13 points at one point. But it was just too little, too late at the end of the game.
Yeah, like you said, Bluffton was trailing 14-2 with less than 5 minutes into this game. And then Bluffton would answer, going 11-2 spurt, and they made it a one-possession game, 16-13. But then turnovers and bad plays, bad shots were what led to the Pioneers, and they rattled off a 15-unanswered-point lead.
Yeah, this Transylvania team in the first half, really, we mentioned how easy they got open shots. Well, they shot around 60% in the first half. Comparatively, Bluffton shot 35%, which is not the best.
No, shooting that low and that low of a percentage is not what's going to help you in the second half to come back. Well, help you in the first half to maintain and stay within a decent amount, and then in the second half come back and help you try to potentially take a lead and win the game.
So some key players from this Bluffton game: Kevin Christie led the team. I think he led the entire game with 18 points. Most of those points coming in the second half. He really shined in the second half, creating some open shots, creating space, doing a good job, getting and ones, knocking some shots home. And then Andrew Hunter really showed up in the pass in the final 10 minutes of the game, coming through with a couple big shots. Really, and like I mentioned, it was never like they were getting back into this game, but they were fighting. They were so resilient there at the end of the game. They could have given up being down 27 at one point, but they just kept fighting, kept inching it closer and closer, and that's what you're going to get from a Coach Guy Neal team. Andrew Hunter had 10 points, and we mentioned Jared Wintling kind of struggled. Well, he's supposed to be one of their guys, and I believe he only had 4 points.
Yeah, I think so.
4 points on Saturday, so it wasn't the best day for Jared Wintling, and really wasn't the best day for a lot of Beavers, as there was a lot of turnovers, there's a lot of things they didn't do well. In the first half, they didn't hit one single three-pointer, so there was a lot of places to improve. But if there's one thing to take away, and I already mentioned this, it's that they were so resilient. They fought so hard. They never gave up. They never looked up at the scoreboard and said, shoot, we're down 26 points. What's the point here? There's 3 minutes. They just kept fighting. I mean, we saw a play with less than 30 seconds to go. Kevin Christie's going for a steal, and he knocks it out of bounds. And he was noticeably frustrated because he misplayed it just ever so slightly, knocked out of bounds instead of getting a complete interception. And he was just so frustrated. They were down 14, 20 points with 30 seconds to go. That play wasn't going to do anything, but that's how hard he fought.
No, but like with this team, they've showed to me that even when they're down, they don't want to give up. They want to continue and show the fans in the Sommer Center at Copeland Court and the opposing team, like, hey, you can knock us down a couple of times, but as many times as you're going to knock us out, we're going to continue to get up. And the one thing that I want to take away from this game is that Isaiah Taylor, coming off the bench, he was a really good factor in that second half, just being a big body. And he it said that he had his career high in points and rebounds with 7 apiece.
He did a very good job. We mentioned, I really don't want to pick on Jared Wintling because he's a fantastic player, but he did have his woes on Saturday. And a few players came up big, Isaiah Taylor being one of them, Aaron Rich being the other. I mean, they're two bigger size people. They're bigger than Jared Wintling. And they really had a defensive prowess on Saturday. And Isaiah Taylor, you don't think he would do the best in a Transylvania-type defense where it's really high pace. I mean, Isaiah's a heavier-set guy, very good basketball player, but a heavier-set guy, so maybe the high pace, high tempo of the game wouldn't be in his favor, but he did a very good job at the second half of the game.
Yeah, Isaiah Taylor, with the fast pace that Transy was running, he is not as conditioned as some of the other players. Not a shot on Isaiah and all that, but like that's a high-paced game. You have to have real athleticism to keep up with that pace that they're running, and Isaiah Taylor, even defensively and offensively, was just sticking strong, sticking to how he's playing, and he made somewhat of an impact in the game.
Yeah, so both our teams will be in action twice this week, both the women's and men's. We haven't seen the women play in HGAC action because of the accident that happened Saturday, but both teams will have, it's a bit of sugar and spice this week as they're going to be playing Earlham, who historically Bluffton has handled fairly easily. I mean, Bluffton's normally near the bottom of the conference in men's and women's basketball. So both those teams will be playing the day that this podcast comes out. And this Saturday, they will go to Hanover to play a doubleheader. Now, I mentioned Hanover's men's team is in the top 10 in the nation. So that's going to be a serious test for this Bluffton team.
Oh, it's going to be a huge test. And if they thought they were tested on Saturday with Transy, they're going to have a rude awakening come this next Saturday. Stick around as we're going to play some clips from the men's game against Transylvania on Saturday. But first, here's Lights Down Low by Max, requested by Claire Clay.
Heaven only knows where you've been, but I don't really need to know. I know where you're gonna go. Heart where you're resting your head, and you just look so beautiful, just like you were an angel. Can I stop the flow of time, or can I swim in your divine? Cause I don't think I'd ever leave this place. Oh,
river skies in the rain. You're dancing in your bare feet, just like we're in a movie. Grab my hand and we're chasing the train. I catch you looking back at me, running through a cloud of steam. Can I stop the flow of time? Can I swim in your divine? 'Cause I don't think I'd ever leave this place. Oh, turn the lights down low. Yeah, now I'm feeling you breathing slow. Oh, 'cause baby, we're just reckless kids trying to find.
So here's a short clip from Saturday where the Beavers actually in the second half went on a 7-0 run, showed a little bit of life even though they were down. And this is exactly what we're talking about with the Coach Neal team. They just show so much life. So here's the clip.
69-43 is our score. 6:19 to go. Kevin Christie taking the ball over to the right wing. He's going to find Andrew Hunter at the top. Desmond Brown out of the left. Justice Dowdy with an open three. Decides not to shoot it. Kevin Christie with the ball at the top of the key. Isaiah Taylor has it out on the left wing. He's going to try and drive it home. Andrew Hunter's going to shoot the three from the right wing and knocks it home. Andrew Hunter finally gets on the board with a long three-pointer himself. 8 points on the day. That was his first three-point make of the day. Justice Dowdy with the steal.
Wow.
Into the Euro set. So Justice Dowdy with a beautiful steal and just Euro steps it, kisses it off the glass for 2 points.
Justice Dowdy, man, he is probably one of my favorite players to watch here for Bluffton.
How can he not cheer for the guy? 5'11" forward.
He reminds me so much of Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors. Draymond is an undersized forward, but he plays so physical, and so doesn't Justice. Justice is such a physical specimen on the court, and it helps.
So he got the beautiful steal into the Euro step. Runs this game within a 21-point deficit. Misses the three-point play, though, but still has the crowd on from the Euro step. Kevin Christie and Andrew Hunter trying to steal the ball, and Andrew Hunter does just that and lays it up easily. Good job by Kevin Christie and Andrew Hunter, the two senior guards on this team, to create something there on defense.
And it helps having the experience Buffin has on the court to get these steals to cut into this lead.
Don't go away. We still have to talk about indoor track. First, here is Broken People by Logic and Rag & Bone Man.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now. Gonna let you down. We're broken people. We're broken people now.
I won't never be nothing. Ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom. I got them eyes on the prize, and inside I'm damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name. We similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name. Right now, I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now. Won't ever let you down, won't let you down. Down, down. Yes, I've been through it. They know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel. And anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is me.
We're broken people now.
Giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah, that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it tatted right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel. And anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is me.
We're broken people now. Between our streets, we're broken people now. We're broken people now.
Give me the strength to look the devil in the face and make it home safe. Now tell me,
how did all my dreams
found no cure for the sickness. Nothing here feels like home. Crowded streets, but I'm all alone.
I found no cure for the loneliness. I found no cure for the sickness. Nothing here feels like home.
Crowded streets, but I'm all alone.
Someone take me.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. You just heard Home by Machine Gun Kelly, X-Ambassadors, and BB Rexha. The Bluffton University men and women indoor track and field team competed on Saturday, December 2nd at Defiance College for the icebreaker meet. Both the men's and women's team won their duels 78-51 and 77-54, respectively. Sophomore Dakota Frost broke the school record in the 5,000-meter race with a time of 15:47. He broke his own record that was set in February early this year at the HDAC indoor meet. Also picking up where he left off from last year's indoor championship meet was senior Kyle Nezovich. He cleared an impressive 15-foot-and-1-inch season opener in the pole vault and, like Frost, qualified for this year's HDAC and All-Ohio meets. As a group, the pole vault crew earned accolades as four of the Beavers' six vaulters posted conference qualifiers. Joining Nezovich were freshman Gabe Macon with a height of 13 feet 11 and a quarter inch, sophomore Tori Bowen at 11 feet 1 and 3 quarter inch, and junior Sarah Oliver with 9 feet 4 and a quarter inch. Adding a distance qualifier along with Frost was sophomore Alexis Cash, who ran a 19:13 for 5,000 meters. While not a qualifier, sophomore Eric Cox erased an impressive 30 seconds off her previous 3,000-meter best. Several fall sport transplants acquitted themselves well in their first college meet. Volleyball freshman Sarah Heidinger impressed with a qualifying 4'11" 3/4" high jump clearance, while football freshman Omar Warlick punched his ticket with a 7.25-second 60-meter clocking. Holding up family honors was junior Katora Warlick, who also punched a 60-meter qualifying time of 8.23 seconds, but missed a 200-meter qualifier by a mere 1/100th of a second. For the throwers, senior Eric Benji brought home the honors in shot put, throwing a PR qualifying distance of 43 feet 3 3/4". The Beavers will resume their season Friday night, January 12th, at the University of Findlay's Northwest Ohio Invitational Border Battle. Starting times to be announced. And to put you all in the Christmas spirit, here is Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saint Nick.
Christmas comes this time each year.
And that wraps up this edition of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next week. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWIT.com, and subscribe. This has been Reed Mouse, joined along with Tyler Avila. We thank you for listening to 96.1 The WIT. Roll Beaver.